So let's try this again. So last couple of issues. So we'll deal with this one issue today, which is, you know, on my all-time list of 10,000 favorite pet peeves, this is like in the top 10. It's become a very common minhag that the Shliach Tzibur, when he ends off Gaal Yisrael, so what is the common practice that exists in, right? He doesn't say the words Gaal Yisrael, God forbid. That he shouldn't, so sometimes you'll hear, Tur Yisrael, Kumav Ezra Yisrael, Vdechum Echidav Yisrael, right? Gualenu, Baruch, Ato Hashem, silence, right? Sometimes you'll hear Baruch Hashem, Gual, silence. Sometimes you'll just hear, Gualenu Hashem, Tzvakos, Kadosh Yisrael, silence, right? So, what on earth is this? Is this a correct or incorrect? Right. So clearly it is based on the concept of smichas geula litfila. That is true. Right. So it's a big machlokes in the Rishonim how to treat this bracha. So if you notice, if you look in source number 20, and I gave you the Beis Yosef over there. So the Beis Yosef says v'gomer kol bracha v'chosim bracha d'Hashem gal Yisrael v'omer amen afilu yachid acher b'chosav. So opinion number one is the Rush. And the Rush says, not only are you supposed to say Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael yourself, obviously, but you should answer Amen to your own bracha. You should answer Amen to your own bracha. So you're supposed to say, the Yachid is supposed to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael Amen.
Does the Rush say that by other brachas?
Ah, so funny you should ask. Let's continue. So the Rush was not Sephardi. Right? So he says, he quotes the Gemara. He quotes the Gemara in Perek Shlosha Sha'achlu, Gavei Haditani Ha'ona Amin Acher Brechosav Areizem Meshubach. So the Gemara says, yeah, or even if you're davening B'tzibur, but you say you're davening out of the Siddur, and it says, right, Tzur Yisrael, Baruch Ato Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, Amin. That's what you should say. That's what your word. Those are the words that should come out of your mouth. Right? So now, he says, what is this based on? The Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Memei Amid Beis says, Ha'one Amen Acher Brechosav Harezim Meshubach, right? It's praiseworthy to answer Amen after your own Brachos. And then the Gemara says, we have another Braisa which says Harezim Maguna. It's terrible. Don't do that. And then they say, no, it's not a Kasha, right? Kan B'boni Yerushalayim, Kan B'shar Brachos. That's the phrase, that's the phrase the Gemara uses. One is talking about B'nei Yerushalayim in benching. And one is talking about every other bracha.
What?
B'nei
Yerushalayim Amin.
Every other bracha.
When you enter Amin.
Right, so that one we all do. So that one.
We wouldn't do it if it was
That one caught on that everyone does Baruch Ata Hashem, B'nei Yerushalayim Amin, or B'nei Barachim of Yerushalayim Amin, two different ways to say it. But.
Because the Shulchan Aruch says that it's the. Demarcate the end of...
Right. So if you say that the reason is that you want to separate between benching Doraisa and benching Dorabanan, so then that would really only apply to Bona Yerushalayim, because how many other things do we have where, Ad Khan is the Doraisa, now we're going to start the Dorabanan, and we want to delineate that. That's, you know, if that's the reason why you're doing it, then it makes sense why it would only apply to that one bracha. However, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi quotes that it's talking about any series of brachos. To clarify that you have a series, and now the sequence or series of brachos is over, so you want to add an amen even after your own bracha to show that this is the end. So that's why most brachos we don't say amen after our own bracha, but if it's a series we do.
And so the Rosh would say this is the end of Birchas Kriyashma.
Yes, this is the end of Birchas Kriyashma. And therefore, we just did a whole bunch of brachos hasmuchos l'chavrehem, right? And therefore, you end off the last one, Baruch Atah Hashem, you know, Gaal Yisrael, Amin, right? There's one opinion in Rabbeinu Yonah that's actually very interesting, and he basically suggests that really we want to do this after every bracha. Halavai, we could do it after every single bracha. But most of the time, you can't pull it off because it would be a hafsik. So, that was really, you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kenem El-Glam, Sha'akol Nieh B'Varo, Amin. But then you just said Amin instead of drinking the water, so you were mafsik in between your bracha and you can't say it on Berachas Mitzvah because it's going to be hafsik. So
isn't it strengthening the bracha, No,
it's a good conclusion to the bracha, but it's not part of the bracha. So we're not going to institute something which is not part of the bracha, as a hefsik in between the bracha and what you made the bracha on. So the only so really we want to do it after every bracha because it's a great thing to do. But what?
There's no hefsik. Maybe some. I could say a main.
Oh, so according to that, no, that is what are you talking about? Bar mitzvah some. You could say
no.
Right. So if it's the type of so that's what he says. So he says if it would be the type of thing that you say after. So then you would say a man after your own bracha. It's only when it's going to be a hefsik. Again, we don't paskin that way. Nobody paskins that way. But that is one day that the Rabbi Yonah quotes that really you want to make an amen after every single bracha. But what can you do, really? Amen is not just for the other guy. It's for you, too.
That day said until Sidaim?
No.
Until Sidaim, you could say amen after your own bracha, yeah.
You could.
If you make an until Sidaim after you wash, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's only one.
Again, it's not even Rabbeinu Yonah. It's one opinion that he quotes. Anyway, I haven't seen it in a while, but that's the that comes to mind. And okay, so this is a big discussion. The Rush and even Rashi, Tosfos quotes two opinions on this matter. Does it mean Dafka after Bonu Yerushalayim? Does it mean after every series of brachos? Right? He quotes. This is Rashi's opinion. Also, if you look a few lines down in the Beis Yosef, Chen Pirish Rashi Bonu Yerushalayim she sof habrachos harezim meshubach. Chen besof birchas dekriyash mashachos va'arvis. Chen dasar ben Yonah. Avala Rambam. So the Rambam has a little bit of a middle opinion here. So he says, "She'ein on an amen el achar she'omer shtei brachos o yoser b'sof." So the Rambam says it has to be at least two brachos in a row, in order for it to be a sequence that you can answer amen after your own bracha. V'imkein achar gol Yisrael d'shachros ein omer amen l'vishein sham achar kriyash ma'ala bracha achas bovat. Now this is in keeping with the Rambam's Shita that we held last time, which is that the brachos on Kriyashma are really on Kriyashma, right? So the brachos that precede Kriyashma are the opening brachos of Kriyashma, and the brachos that follow Kriyashma are the finishing brachos of Kriyashma. So like the Kriyashma was a legitimate interruption between the brachos there, as opposed to perhaps if you just say that like, no, the brachos Kriyashma don't really have anything to do with Kriyashma, they just sort of like sandwich them around Kriyashma, but they're not really shayach to the Kriyashma itself. So then you could say really it is a sequence and the Kriyashma is not, you know, is not really the, I mean, whatever. Now that I'm hearing myself say it out loud, maybe it's not so relevant either way, but I have to think about it more. But anyway, so he says, and that's how Rabbeinu Yonah describes the Rambam. And now the part that I underline, V'achshav nagua olam shelo lanos amen achar gal Yisrael. So now the minhag is don't answer amen after gal Yisrael. V'lav mishum desavrika Rambam. Not because they pasken like the Rambam that it's not enough brachos in a row. Dim kain lo hayalem lanos amen achar yishtabach. Because the minhag of Sfardim that the Beis Yosef is quoting is they say by yishtabach melech kel chel amim amen to their own bracha. So, yeah, sure. So the Rambam wouldn't say you say amen after your own bracha at that time, because that's only one bracha in a row. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't have you saying amen after your own bracha by Ishtabach. So it's v'lo achar yahalalucha. And apparently, Sfardim also say, baruch adash ha'melech m'lo batish b'chos, amen, after yahalalucha at halal, even though that's only one bracha in a row. So ela taima mishum de chashve le hefsik bein geula l'tfila. Reason why we don't say amen after our own bracha is because we're worried about smichas geula l'tfila and it could be a hefsik. V'kvar kosafti b'simen an alef shalpi azohar nagu shalo lomar amen achar goal. Right? Similarly, he quotes, he said, I already quoted the Zohar earlier on that says, don't say amen after goal Yisrael. Fine. That is the Beis Yosef. So he gives you a rundown, but it's interesting that many Rishonim would say that you should say Amen not only after Gal Yisrael that you would hear, but after your own bracha of Gal Yisrael. However, the minig is not to answer Amen after Gal Yisrael at all because it's considered a hefsik bein geulat tefillah. Why none of those Rishonim thought of it? Unclear. Right? It seems to be that according to the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef would be following, you should say Amen after your own bracha. But he says the minig is not to, because it's a hefsik between geula and tefillah. And if you look, that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch, source 21. Eino omer amen achar gal Yisrael mishum dahave hefsik. You don't say amen after gal Yisrael, because it's a hefsik. Now, what is the Beis Yosef actually talking about there? He's probably talking about after your own bracha. Right? However, the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim de'onin amein. There are those who say you should say amein. V'chein nog in la'anos achar ashliach tzibur. And he says, and the minog Ashkenaz is to answer amein following the shliach tzibur. Meaning, so he says, we Ashkenazim don't say amein after our own brachos, except for Bnei Yerushalayim. But we do say amen when we hear the shliach tzibur say Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael. So it's hard to know what the Shulchan Aruch would say. Probably the Shulchan Aruch would agree. Probably the Shulchan Aruch would say that you don't say amen even to the shliach tzibur's bracha, because otherwise, why wouldn't you say amen to your own bracha? You're not allowed to say amen after Gal Yisrael. But if you're davening b'yichidus, don't answer amen after your own bracha. And he references what he writes by benching, right? So that you don't say amen after your own bracha. Okay, so this is a machlokes mechabrama. So what do we find, if you just happen to be a Shulchan Aruch type of guy, is that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you should say Baruch Ato Hashem, or the Shliach Tzibur should say Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael, and the response should be nothing, right? And according to the Ramah, the Shliach Tzibur should say Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael, and the response should be Amen. Nobody says what we just talked about before, that you should, you know, say it quietly or whatever. Okay, so that's fine. But what do the Nosei Kalim say over here? So the Magen Avram is the one who introduces the Chumrah. So, but it's not the Chumrah that we would necessarily think.
It's hurry up and say Gal Yisrael with the chazan.
Right. Well, interestingly enough, that leads to its own little problem, which we'll talk about also. So he says, the Hamidaktikim, says the Magen Avram, Mamtinim b'tzur Yisrael, kedei lanos amein. So first solution, he says, right? He says that... if you really want to be frum, wait at Sur Yisrael, right? No, so say Hashem Yimlocho Olam Vo'ed, stop. Let the Shliach Tzibur finish Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael. Answer Amen, and then say Sur Yisrael Kumu Bezras Yisrael yourself, Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then start your Shmoneh Esrei. Ah, so the problem is you're a little behind. Right, you're a little what do you mean?
Then the chazan just starts.
So you got to have 10 people who know what they're doing in order to pull it off, right? So you have to have 10 medaktigim, maybe, or maybe it's close enough that's considered beginning with the tzibur. It's a question, right? So we'll see that maybe it's good enough anyway. So he says, he quotes of a sif test. So he says, maybe it's better to wait by Shira Chadasha, not Tzur Yisrael. So you're a little farther back. And then he says, So he says, maybe you can just wait by the... Wait, you know, you don't have to wait at all. I'm sorry. You just time it so you finish together with the Shliach Tzibur. We talked about that by Baruch Ato Hashem HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, right? You should try to time it so you finish the Shliach Tzibur, and then you don't have the suffix. Should you answer Amen? Should you not answer Amen? Why not? Because you, if you're going to answer Amen at that point, it sounds as if you're answering Amen to your own bracha. So if you finish a bracha at the same time as someone else, let's just say two of you want to make a shakel at the same time. So there, if you say your shakel, he says his shakel, you both finish the same time, you don't answer amen to each other's bracha, because it sounds like you're answering amen to your own bracha. And that's why it's a good shtick to finish off together with the shliach tzibur. But as you're about to point out, what? Why? Right. So, not so fast. The Levushe Srod, right, so he's not convinced that this is, right, we're still a little bit holding by the, by Parshas, by Yaakov Pekude, so you could talk about the Levushe Srod, right? Rashi has the same comment every single time he talks about the Big Day Srod. Right, you know what that comment is? He says, this is not the Big Day Kahuna, these are the coverings they put on the Kalim, right, you know what I'm talking about? Same Rashi every time. Sometimes Rashi will say something once in all of Torah and you're supposed to apply it every time, and sometimes he repeats it every single time. Very unclear to me as to why he says certain things. and not on these. Maybe. So the Magen Avraham's solution is not so posh, it says Lebushei Srat. So he says, first of all, Kavanaso, Disham Kasev. What did the Ramah write over there where he references in Siman and Tess? She assigned Kodim Shishayim Ashatz, Kideshian Amen. You should answer first, so you can say Amen. Mashman, the Messiah Meshavim Ashatz, Eno Omer Amen. Vitema. So now he asks Berger's Kasha. Says, the Hak Kasev Magen Avraham. You, Magen Avraham, yourself, you say the following Chiddush. In Siman Nun Aleph, Sivkat and Beis, Dimsiyim b'shava imashatz. Let's say you finish at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur, Yishtabach v'dekavasa, similar brachas like Yishtabach. Oneh Amen. Then you do answer Amen. Why? Kevan diyesh poskim de oneh aleim Amen achar birchas atzmo. Since there's plenty of Rishonim, including many Ashkenazi Rishonim, who say you're anyway supposed to answer Amen after your own bracha. Rashi, the Rush, right? They hold that if you say, if you're just stam saying Yishtabach, you say, Melech Kel Cheol Amen, Amen. So how bad would it be if you finished exactly at the same time as Shliach Tzibur, and you said, Melech Kel Cheol Amen, Amen, but you really weren't answering Amen to your own bracha, it just sounded that way. Ooh, oh no, it sounds like you're doing something which half the Rishonim say you should do anyway. So that's nishkeferlich, as they say, right? That's not no big deal. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, if you put together the idea that you really should be answering Amen to the Shliach Tzibur anyway, with the fact that, hey, even if you were answering Amen to your own bracha, it would be no big deal. So answer Amen. If you finish b'shave im ha-shliach tzibur on those types of brachos, you should answer Amen to your own bracha. And isn't Gal Yisrael one of those types of brachos? It's the end of a series where those same Rishonim would have you answering Amen to your own bracha. So why would you not? You're not solving the problem. That's his ha'ara on the Magen Avraham's chumrah. He says your chumrah is not helpful. To finish b'shaveh together with the Shliach Tzibur, you would answer Amen to your own bracha anyway under those circumstances. So that is the kasha. So v'chein risi shehir gets v'ad prima gadim. He quotes the prima gadim. Has this kasha also. V'lochein nir al anias da'iti de'ein la lino kain. Therefore, in my opinion, you should not do this. Ella yisayim gal yisrael kodem ha'shliach tzibur v'yaschal atfila. You should actually start your Shemona Esrei a little early. You should finish Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael Hashem Sosai Tiftach. Start the bracha, and then the Shliach Tzibur should catch up to you. V'yafa gav the kasev el yirabo sheroy lahaschol tefilas yudches im Shliach Tzibur v'akol b'shaveh. Even though we already said in the el yirabo already said that you should start at the exact same time as the tzibur. Nirali delo amar zos rach listar medaktikim sheba magen Avraham v'ratzilomer kishashliach tzibur v'akol maschilim tefilas yudches im roy shu yomer shir chadash otzur Yisrael. He says, don't do what the Magen Avraham was talking about, where like you're so far back that you got to say 2-3 sentences like Shira Chadasha or Gal Yisrael or Tzur Yisrael at that point. Don't do that. But, a little bit is not the end of the world. So he says, Avalim hu maschil atfila. But if he's starting, but we don't have to be makbid that he shouldn't start a tiny bit early. Vafilu im tomar de gamba hakabdinan. Even if you say that, no, we really are makbid about this, mikol makom. In the Eish Hashliach Tzibur Maschel Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael who Maschel Hashem Sosai Tiftach Nira Laniyaz Daiti Devada Deleka Kepeda. So he says that even if you're going to say that at the time Hashliach Tzibur starts Gal Yisrael, he's going to start Hashem Sosai Tiftach, that for sure everybody would agree to. Ein Nikar Klawak Damaso. It's not even recognizable that he's jumping the gun. So that he's willing to allow. Okay. So based on this, you have two options right now. You have the Magen Avraham's option, which seems a little iffy, because you're not necessarily solving the problem, even according to the Magen Avraham. And then you have the Lebushei Srad's solution, which is just go a little early. So those are your two chumras so far. What? Or You could be the Russia who follows the Shulchan Aruch, right? You follow, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the worst case scenario, you're just doing what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Either you hold like the Mechaber and you don't answer Amen Bechlal, or you hold like the Ramah and you answer Amen, and that's fine. Right? What does no one say? Say it, have the Shliach Tzibur say it quietly. And Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Halicho Shlomo is quoted as saying, it's not his, you know, sometimes we say the concept of lo ra'inu eino raya. You ever heard that phrase before? So if you've ever opened up a Yoredeya all the way to Simen Aleph, it's a topic that's brought up in Simen Aleph. They talk about, we've never seen women shochtim before, so they discuss the concept called lo ra'ino eino raya. Just because you've never seen it doesn't mean that it's not valid, right? So they discuss it, but they, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, but in this case he thinks lo ra'ino is a raya. The fact that no one suggested this very, very obvious solution, it's not so ingenious to have the guy be quiet, right? So he's saying, in fact, you guys need to daven?
I do.
I davened already, but all right, so you daven,
so. So in this share we once discussed,
the Mechaber basically said that the Minog is against the Rishonim. The Rishonim don't seem to have a problem with it. What? Whatever, the earlier Rishonim, however you want to look at it. They say the Minog contradicts the opinions of the Rishonim, and we, Svardim, who would have accepted those Rishonim who say you're supposed to answer Amen after your own bracha, we don't do it because the minhag is that we want to avoid lack of smichas gula tefila, and therefore we don't answer Amen to our own bracha, and pashtus, we don't answer Amen to the bracha of shliach tzibur either. And the Ramah says, no, me'echetesi. So we Ashkenazim don't answer Amen to our own bracha because that's not something we do. But we certainly answer Amen to the bracha of shliach tzibur. We don't have such a minhag to not answer Amen. So when you have a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Magen Avraham very often tries to be machmir for both opinions, right? So the Magen Avraham's attempt may or may not have been successful. Magen Avraham suggested that don't just finish together with the Shliach Tzibur,
or do the other two,
and or hang back, yeah. Right? So he said he doesn't like hanging back. His suggestion personally was to finish at the exact same time. And the Lulav Shesrat says, I don't. That's against your own shita. Your own shita is that if you would answer Amen to your own bracha, if you finish the same time at those types of brachas, so you're not solving the problem. So therefore, he says you should finish a little bit ahead. So all of the above are, you know, indicative that one, you know, should try something, but not that one, the Shliach Tzibur, should be quiet. That doesn't seem to indicate anything. So you have a number of options, none of which are this business with remaining quiet. So if you look in the Machsa Shekel is an older commentary on the Magen Avraham. And he writes over here, I look also in Simon and Testament. He says, "May high time a Yizar l'sayim a bracha kodem hashatz kedesh yuchalanas amen." You should, you know, he says, in general, you should try to beat the shliach tzibur to the bracha so you can answer amen. Mashma shem siim im hashatz eno omer amen. V'ayin le'el Simon and Aleph v'tzarach lomar kevan duhu ben geula l'tfila samach al horas hazakein shelo lahafsik lanos afilu kiay gavna. So he just gives up the pasha teretz to the Magen Avraham. He's saying, in this case, because it's Bein Smichas Gula Tefila, and the Mechaber himself holds you don't answer Amen to your own bracha under those circumstances, so that's why the Magen Avraham says it solves the problem. So it solves the problem according to the minhag of the Svardim. That's the idea. Meaning, within the world of the Mechaber and the Ramah, finishing at the exact same time does solve the problem. You understand what he's saying? That because the Mechaber would not have you answering Amen to your own bracha in this bracha, even though technically it's the right thing to do, the minhag is not to. And the Ramah wouldn't have you answering Amen to your own bracha anyway. So you're holding like both the Mechaber and the Ramah. Are you making shalom between all of the Rishonim? No. You're not doing that. And that's why the Levush Esrod, obviously he could have thought of that Teretz too, but the Levush Esrod is just saying, I'll give you a way that you can make shalom between all the Rishonim. And just finish 1 or 2 seconds early, and then start Shmon Esrei 1 or 2 seconds before, and everybody would agree that that's not called jumping the gun, and Shalom Al Yisrael. So these are the various solutions that are suggested. The Magen Avraham quotes both of these solutions. The Mishnah Brura quotes both of these solutions, either finishing a little bit early or finishing at the same time. Those are the basic two solutions to the problem. What? late, he doesn't quote. He doesn't.
Finishing early, starting
Shmoneh Esrei a little bit before the Shliach Tzibur, or starting Shmoneh Esrei at the exact same time. Nobody quotes the idea of the Shliach Tzibur saying Baruch Atah Hashem. That's it. Like nobody. So where did it come from? The real answer is I don't know. It's good shtick. So good shtick always catches on quickly.
There's none.
Right. So just in terms of a couple of suggestions. So I used to think, yeah, but if you go to Vasikin at the Kotel, like Vasikin at the Kotel, that's like those are literally, I mean, the term Vasikin, right? The real way to say it is Tefila Ki Vasikin, because the Vasikin are people, right? They're people who are medaktikim bahalacha. So if you go to the Vasikin, you're davening with the medaktikim bahalacha. They go to the best place to daven, and they daven at the best time to daven. Like, and if you go to Vasikin at the Kotel, it's Baruch Atah Hashem. That's it. So how could it be?
So
it's interesting that I saw in an article years ago by, there's a Rav Saraya Deblitsky. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's I imagine he's still alive. He's probably a very old man by now. He's one of the Gedolim in Bnei Brak. He's very big in the area of Halacha and very big in the area of Kabbalah. He's written many, many Svarim. And
you can flip down whether or not to like him.
Well, you could have a love-hate relationship with him. But he's written many Svarim just straight Halacha, and he's written many Svarim on just straight Kabbalah. He doesn't always mix the two. He's an expert in a lot of interesting areas of halacha also, and he's also famous for having davened Vasikin like every day of his life for the last, however, 60 years or so. So he basically writes that, he writes in an article that I saw in a Torah journal that he's like, whatever this business is with the not answering, the Shlech Tzibur not saying Gal Yisrael, he's like, this is young people stuff, this is not the way it used to be. He's like, this is a new invention and he has some very choice words for the people who do this. Basically calls them young Amei Aretz. So he wants to suggest a halachic problem. So the main halachic problem is, what are you doing? Like, we have ways of dealing with this issue, none of which are that. Like, so that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman recommended not doing it, because he said, this is not a difficult solution to dream of, and therefore don't invent new solutions to the problem when the Achronim already dealt with the problem. Nobody suggested your solution, so don't do it.
If you're really concerned about people answering a main because you think it's a hefsek and people aren't going to be Yotzei Saglat, then, and you do trust all the kids in the space medrash to know the halacha that they're supposed to go
in? No, but the point is, what's the bidyeved that they held like the Ramah? Okay, you could do worse. You can, an Ashkenazi Jew who does what it says in the Ramah, you know, he's in a good place. You know, it's not, if you went the whole, your whole life, and you just did what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you know, it's hard to have tainas on such a person. No, he just says that he quotes the Magen Avraham, that the minute, I mean, you can check it out afterwards, I didn't put it on the sheet, but he basically says that these are the suggestions that the Achronim have to solve your problem. Doesn't say like the Ramah is a problem. He just says that nobody's arguing on the Ramah here. The Mishnah, the Magen Avraham gave you a nice solution if you want to be machmir. So that's one, issue number one is who said to do it. Issue number two is the problem we brought up with Rav Soloveitchik last week. That basically we mentioned that there's a discussion between, let's say, the Rambam's way of doing Birchus Kriya Shema and the Rosh's way of doing Birchus Kriya Shema. The Rambam's way of doing Birchus Kriya Shema was similar to the Zimun and similar to Chazar Sashatz. He held that it was all one tefillah that was offered up on behalf of the group. Now, the group is welcome to join along the same way we join along with benching, even though it's one benching for the entire Chabura. But still, so he says, but if you're going to have that kind of a situation and the Shliach Tzibur is not going to be saying the brachos out loud, he says, that's not acceptable. He says, you have to at least hear the brachos from the Shliach Tzibur and answer Amen. That's the Rambam's major qualifier, is that you're supposed to answer Amen to these brachos. And this is in a footnote, the very long piece, all the way at the very beginning of the Rishimos and Mesechus Brachos, Rabbi Reichman has this short footnote on a very, it's probably like a 3 or 4 page piece over there with this whole arichus in terms of the Rambam's idea. And where does he have over here? So he says, I'm just skipping to the end. You can read the whole thing if you want later. But Lashita Saramban Vahagra ain't on an amen. So he quotes the Ramban and the Gra. Oh no, sorry, let me go up one. It says Ulafia Rambam Tsarach Tzibur Lano Samein Achar Birchas Goal Yisrael B'gedei L'Kayim Kiyum Birchas Kriyashma Tzibur. So he says you have to answer Amen to Goal Yisrael because that's Gufa the whole point that the Shlech Tzibur is really saying the Birchas Kriyashma for everybody. The Ramban and the Gra, they hold differently. We quoted in the name of the Rush, but they hold that no, it's not. He's not giving. It's not like a one long Birchas Bracha of the Shlech Tzibur for everybody. So they say, "Ain't on an amen, kadesh lafsik being gula tefila." There's no reason to answer amen. You don't want to hafsik. V'omer Rabbeinu, right? So the Rav Soloveitchik said, "The mikol makom kadesh lotzei shitas Rambam near da chazan yomer goy Yisrael b'kol rum." Right? So he says, at the very least, they should say it out loud. The shlich tzibur has to say it out loud. V'atzibur yomro so mila b'mila. Mila b'mila lo yitzdarchu lanos amein bein gula tefila. And that way they could solve the problem. They should say it together with him, and therefore you don't get involved in the machlokes between the poskim. Should you answer amein? Should you not answer amein? So there, if you don't mind stopping that, that's pretty annoying. So so basically, he says that if you want to be yotzei according to the Rambam, at the very least, you have to hear the bracha from the Shlech Tzibur. So that's what we pointed out last week, that when you say Baruch Atah Hashem HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava or Baruch Atah Hashem Ohev B'Amo Yisrael, shouldn't drown out the Shlech Tzibur. You should say it quietly in an undertone, and so you can actually hear the Shlech Tzibur make the bracha, and that way you don't have the suffix whether to answer Amen or not. So basically, the two reasons we suggested are either why would you say it quietly, or you really shouldn't say it quietly, because if you hold this Vort in the Rambam, so you want to hear the brachos from the Shlech Tzibur, and obviously if he's not saying it out loud, you can't hear it. So those are two reasons. The third reason I saw in this article from Rav Sarai Deblitsky, where he suggested that if you're going to do it, which he was very against, but he said if you're going to do it, you got to do it for the whole bracha. You have to say, Kadosh Yisrael, because he said, he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, where they're talking about how you say Halil. So he says, you can't have one guy say Baruch Haba and one guy say B'Shem Hashem. He says, you don't break up brachos like that, where it looks like it's not the proper practice to break a bracha in half like that. So if you have the Shlech Tzibur, where they Baruch Ato Hashem, nothing. So obviously he's not actually breaking up the bracha, but it at least looks like he's breaking a bracha in half over there, and that's not a good practice to even appear to be doing. So I don't know if that's as good of a taina as the other tainas, but I think he was just looking for a reason why not to like it. So he was just trying to hang his hat on something. But okay, either way, the advice, I think the best advice is for the Shlech Tzibur to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Gal Yisrael. If you want to like signal to remind the Tzibur that they shouldn't answer Amen or that they should whatever, so you could say Baruch Ato Hashem very loudly and then Gal Yisrael a little quieter, loud enough that everybody can hear you. But like maybe as a reminder that like don't be mafsik between gula and tefillah, they'll hear your voice getting a little lower and v'amevin yavin. And again, if they're not a maven, it's no big deal. Nothing lost. They just hold like the Ramah and they answer amen to the bracha. Nobody did anything wrong. All right. I usually go at the same time, personally, but you know, I'm not. What? I don't want to say amen, but I usually just end off with the Shlech Tzibur.
You don't find
that
was convincing?
What do you mean?
That starting at the same time.
No, because I think that in the end of the day, it's, it's the Magen Avraham is not holding of his own chiddush. So, like, I'm okay with that. Like, the Magen Avraham didn't have a problem with that. The Levush HaSrad, by the way, the Levush HaSrad is not the Levush. The Levush HaSrad is a later commentary on the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Levush is a big. I think the Levush on Aruch Chaim is called the Levush Malchus. I mean, he has a slightly different name based on Pasuk in the Megillah, Mordechai Yatzah Bilvush Malchus, etc. So he has a different name for each one of the Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch that he writes on. But that was a much earlier commentary. So that's so Levush Yisrael is a commentary on the Magen Avraham. The Levush is a contemporary, I think, of the Magen Avraham. So, or maybe even a little earlier. But okay, anyway, yeah, I think for a guy like me, I'm so bad with timing in general that if I would try to go early, I would never pull it off. So I'll stick to the basics. All right, let's hold here.
We have the shoe.